This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. The Citizens' Councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The Citizens' Councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of our Citizens Council Forum series. We're very happy to have with us today Congressman H.R. Gross, a Republican from Iowa. Mr. Gross is serving his 11th year in Congress. He's a member of the House Post Office and Civil Service Committee and of the Committee on Merchant Marine and Fisheries. Congressman Gross, very happy to have you with us today, sir.
Thank you, sir. It's my pleasure.
I notice that you are one of the few congressmen from outside the South who voted against civil rights legislation during the last session of Congress. Could you tell us why you did this?
I voted against the civil rights legislation because I am not going now or in the future, jeopardize the American system of justice. If you recall, the House bill would have outlawed trial by jury in contempt cases, and I am not now or hereafter about to vote for any legislation of any description which would outlaw trial by jury for any individual who lives under the Constitution of the United States.
I notice also that you have never gone on record as favoring any foreign aid. You have consistently opposed these foreign aid programs. Would you mind telling us why this is so?
Well, I have opposed foreign aid, never have voted for a dime of it. Not that I wouldn't have voted for some foreign aid. I think we have a responsibility with respect to Taiwan or Formosa. I think we have a responsibility with respect to South Korea. And I am sure that a certain amount of aid is necessary for the help of Turkey and Greece. But that can be done with a fraction of the amount that is being spent annually on the countries of the world. Now, it's not within the capacity nor the capability of the taxpayers of the United States to take care of all of the so-called underdeveloped areas in the world. We have spent approximately $80 billion on foreign aid since the end of World War II, and it has contributed tremendously to the deficit of this year of $13 billion in the operation of this government. It has contributed tremendously to the $286 billion of debt which now faces this nation. Only recently, the very able gentleman from Virginia, Mr. Porter Hardy, the chairman of one of the subcommittees in the House Government Operations Committee, released a report of an investigation of foreign aid spending in Laos, or Laos, as some of them pronounce it, the release being on June the 15th. You will understand that's a very recent release.
Mm-hmm.
Among other things, Mr. Hardy's subcommittee found that one Edward T. McNamara, public works and industry officer, accepted bribes totaling at least $13,000 from Willis H. Byrd and Gerald A. Peabody of the Universal Construction Company in return for helping them to secure lucrative contracts and overlooking deficiencies in their performance. The Universal Construction Company is one of the cost-plus firms operating over in Laos with foreign aid money. They also found, and I quote from the record, that one Carter DePaul, who was the chief of the of the foreign aid mission in Laos, sold his 1947 Cadillac upon his departure from Laos to Gerald A. Peabody, the head of the Universal Construction Company, at an inflated price. Uncontroverted evidence, says the report, indicates the vehicle was at that time inoperable and that shortly thereafter it was cut up and the pieces dropped down an abandoned well. In the interim, it had stood rusting in front of the Universal Construction Company's main office, where it was the subject of scornful amusement by the Laos or Laos people and Americans alike. Now then, just to fill in this story very briefly, this automobile was bought in New Jersey from a used car dealer who paid $600 for it, this 1947 Cadillac. Mm-hmm. It was shipped across the Pacific Ocean to Laos and used over there for a time, and then sold this $600 automobile, which this New Jersey dealer paid for it. And there's some question as to whether this man DePaul, the director of the mission over there, paid $600 or $800. He didn't pay over $800 mm-hmm. for the automobile. It was then sold to an official of this construction company for $2,000. Asked to explain the false information, says the report, Mr. DePaul presented misleading and conflicting testimony to the subcommittee under oath. Now then, let's see what happened to this gentleman. On page 16 of the report, we find that this same Carter DePaul, the chief of the mission, the foreign aid mission in Laos, he was replaced on June the 22nd, 1957, and was then assigned by the ICA, brought back to this country, and assigned by the ICA, the International Cooperation Administration, mm-hmm. which is the parent organization of all this foreign boondoggling, came back to this country and was assigned to be deputy assistant to the director on matters concerning the National Security Council, the Operations Coordinating Board, and the Committee on Foreign Economic Policy. In other words, he went to his reward by being assigned to some very important work in Washington after having sold this 19, and that's only a small part of the record. We could spend an hour on this report. After having sold a $600 1947 Cadillac for $2,000 and got his money through the American Embassy in American dollars, exchanged the piastres or kips, as they're called in Laos, mm-hmm. got his money out of it, came back to this country and was set up in another job. Now, McNamara, his case has been turned over to the Justice Department, this man who accepted $13,000 in bribes, according to the committee. His case has been turned over to the Justice Department, but nothing has been done about it. Well, now, I give you these. These are recent revelations of what's mm-hmm. happening in this foreign aid program, and one of the very good reasons why I'm opposed to it.
Well, now, in addition to these allegations of corruption on the part of the Americans involved in the program, I'm sure that you have some examples of actual waste in the program itself, of the taxpayers' money.
Well, of course, we have only to look at France today. We have poured $11 billion into France in various forms of foreign aid. And today, France refuses to pool her navy in the NATO setup. She refuses to put her army in the NATO setup. As a matter of fact, all her effectives are down in North Africa, mm-hmm. dealing with that internal situation in North Africa. So they have no effective combat forces in NATO. More than that, she says that we can't fly planes on the basis that we have constructed in France, that we can't equip those planes with hydrogen or atomic weapons and fly them out of those bases in France. I think that's a pretty good example of what we haven't got for the $11 billion that we've spent in France.
Well, now, actually, do you feel that the people of America are being totally informed as to the scope of this foreign aid program, or is it being brought about in so many different types of programs and never consolidated under one name that the people are actually totally unaware of the actual scope of the enterprise?
Well, of course, the ordinary common garden variety member of Congress is unable to find out what's going on in these countries because when the hearings are held before the House Foreign Affairs Committee, page after page of important testimony as to the uses of the money and what has happened in those countries is deleted for security reasons, is classified. We just don't know what's going on until some gentleman with the stamina of Porter Hardy from Virginia, Congressman Hardy of Virginia, digs into situations of this kind. This is, the amounts here are small by comparison with the total program, but they point up what is going on. Then we have a Senate document, Senate document number 52, and I'd like to quote a paragraph from that. They say there's one situation requiring prompt action and immediate correction. Conditions which existed at the time may have justified the United States' decision to support the currencies of Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia at the arbitrary rate of 35 piastres or other local currency to the dollar. Today, that figure is utterly unrealistic, as becomes apparent when we examine the need for monetary reform in Vietnam. The added and unnecessary cost to the United States taxpayers is approximately $20 million a month. Not a year, but $20 million a month. This money, says this Senate report of its investigation of conditions in Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam, this money is not going into public treasuries, it is going into private pockets. Of even more importance, the faith of the newly freed people of the area in the integrity of democratic government is being shaken by the spectacle of the undeserved enrichment of a favored group. Then they go on to say, an amusing commentary upon the most extreme condition of lack of public awareness which was encountered, the results of a public opinion poll in Laos, and they cite this. Despite our contribution of more than 90% of the country's budget, only 2% had heard of American aid.
Well, Mr. Gross, I'd like to thank you very much for a most informative discussion. Our time has gone by all too quickly. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Mr. H.R. Gross, a Republican from the state of Iowa. Join us again next week for another program on this series. Till then, Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms. The historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts. The right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets. And the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.